Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
And have some fun. Lainey Wilson just opened up her bar. Everybody's got a bar down there now.
Seems to be the case, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I mean, Garth.
I can't even keep track.
Was just a couple weeks ago. Now, Lainey Wilson, hers is called Bell Bottoms Up.
Mm-hmm.
What an appropriate name. She said, come on by, grab a drink, and enjoy some Louisiana Southern cooking. So, All right. She goes, it's where my wild horses are welcome. Lainey Wilson. I like
I gotta look
that.
At the menu. I did. That's what I did in Nashville. A lot of people just do the bar scene, drinks. I did the food scene.
Okay.
I went right down because everybody I was with was making fun of me. They were like, are you eating again? And I was like, well, there's so many things that I don't usually eat that are here. And then right in the middle of all the bars is this like candy and ice cream shop. So I had to stop for a big fat thing of ice cream and a bunch of candy, too.
Hold up. I thought she's going to go hot Nashville, you know, chicken
yes.
real hot.
Yeah.
No, she went to her sugar hall thing. You wouldn't believe it. They have candy and ice cream in
I
Nashville.
I got the hot chicken, too.
Our different personalities. When I was in Nashville, me and my friends were going to all of the different selfie spots. We had to go and get pictures with the wings.
No.
With the I Believe in Nashville mural. That's yeah. what we were busy doing.
I'm not surprised. I was getting ice cream.
Back to school fun. Did you have that favorite class? You know what I actually enjoyed? Home economics. I don't even know if they do it anymore. But I made a pillow. I made a pillow where you sewed it and then turned it inside out and
right.
put in the foam. I was so proud of that thing.
They do still have it, but it's called something different now. It's called Family and Consumer Sciences.
Oh. I like FCS. Home economics. That's what I'll always remember.
Home ec.
Yeah. On our Facebook, Kathy said, I learned so much how to cook and sew. I even made an apron. And I was so proud because the teacher asked me to walk in front of the class.
Oh.
She goes, you see how she did that? That's how you should walk with confidence.
Wow.
So, Kathy, please come by. I want to see how you walk. That's a great compliment in class to have the teacher do that.
Gwen, I am with you. Gwen, our listener, says, making a cherry pie. The recipe called for salt in the crust. I guess I put too much in because all you could taste was salt. I was sick the day class had to eat it, so the teacher saved me a slice. I have never put salt in anything like that I've made ever since then. And your teacher understood. Good for you, Gwen. Because when I screwed up a recipe, not shocking, it called for baking powder and I put baking soda.
Ooh.
I put too much in. Something about the baking soda. And we were making like cookies. So we put it in the oven and bring it out. Teacher's going around testing everything. Eats my cookies and goes, okay, let's all give a big round of applause. Oh, she's so funny. And I was like, what's happening? She thought that I intentionally screwed up the cookies so she would eat it. And it was gross. And I honestly, I remember being so sad and upset that she would think that I would just, because I'm trying to be a class clown or something. I was like, I'm really trying here. You know what I mean? Like, I, honest to God.
Hold up, TJ. Look
bad.
How you wound up. Are you saying this home economics teacher taught you sarcasm and how to play tricks on others? It was the teacher's fault back at school?
I'm saying before I became jaded and sarcastic, there was a young girl who wanted to learn how to bake. And you accused me of intentionally trying to, I don't know, put too much baking soda.
I'm surprised that didn't happen during our cookie unit. We were given the recipe with the actual chemistry terms. So instead of it saying salt, it said sodium chloride. And we had to go through and decode this recipe.
Wow.
That's the next level stuff right there.
It
was excessive.
Yeah. That's a lot.
You're like, we haven't even learned chemistry yet. What are you talking about? What is that? Me Morning Coffee Club, Home Ec, a class that is now called, what is it called?
Family and Consumer Sciences.
I'm still calling it Home Ec, learning how to cook and sew and all those good things. We had some good and not so good experiences. How about you?
Well, poor Judy. Judy Ann says, Getting a C in flower arranging. I've never had anything below a B in any other subject my entire life. It still bothers me, even after all these years.
The flower arrangements. Wow.
That's how much home ec has changed.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the flower arranging, you get a C in flower arranging.
How else were you supposed to find somebody if you couldn't beautifully arrange flowers to have on the dining room table every single day?
That's right. How else will you land a husband?
On Sunday, I was helping Cure Childhood Cancer Association, their fundraiser. I was the MC and auctioneer. And so, you know me, I love my iced tea unsweet. Yeah. And I love my coffee black. They're my sources of caffeine.
Right.
Okay. So I get there and I'm drinking some water because I'm getting ready to go on stage. I go, hey, anybody got any iced tea? And, no, I don't think so, no. But there's coffee over there. I'm like, okay, give me some ice then. I'll make up my own homemade iced coffee. Get up there. Getting the crowd cheering, all these great auction items and stuff, raised a lot of money. Thank you so much, Rob, helping out. He spent a lot of money donating this fundraiser. I get done. People high-five me. Great time. And I'm so dry mouth.
Ugh.
So I'm like, okay, no more coffee. Okay, I'm going to head to water. And then I see on a table as they're cleaning up, right, as they're cleaning up the tables and taking off the decorations, this pitcher, but could have been a vase, looks like iced tea. And I go, finally, I found the iced tea. And I go to pour it. And this lady goes, what are you doing? And I go, I just want some iced tea. She goes, no, the flowers were just in here. Didn't you see us take the flowers out? And I go, I didn't, but thank you. Before I put that first swig in my mouth, it would have got ugly fast. TJ Bowen, producer Hope Homex. We start talking about this class because we all had good and maybe not so good experiences. I'm still proud of my pillow I made.
Well, and you and Matthew, he's on our Facebook. He goes, my grandma still has the pillow I sewed her in Homex circa 2002.
I remember too, I went to a craft store and I'm like, oh, and I had on my face, it was like a velvety dark brown.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And I just had on my face. It felt so good. And the lady's like, what are you doing, little boy? I'm like, I have to make a pillow and I'm looking for material. She goes, that feels good on your face. That's the perfect material. And it was that thick, velvety, you know, just bright. And so I got it and you have it inside out. You use a sewing machine to go around the edges and you leave a little opening. You stuff all the foam in there and then you flip it around and you manually sew that. I still remember.
But had not it for everybody years. Was enthusiastic. Like, because I didn't go in there like, woohoo, yay, we're going to cook and sew stuff.
Yay, homec!
So not everybody was that enthused. We were just there to kind of get through it. So.
Yeah, Jen got in trouble for telling her teacher that she couldn't sew or cook, which wasn't a lie.
That the teacher couldn't?
That's what Jen said.
Oh, wow. There was another person on our Facebook page that said that their teacher never liked them because she cooked better than the teacher.
Wow.
Dang.
Joanna said Bruce got in trouble for putting Dawn dish soap in his chocolate chip cookies and making the teacher cry. He thought it was funny. She did not.
No.
Yeah, that's not good. Don't do that. Yuck. I'm a foodie. Don't ruin the food. You're wasting the food.
He was trying to make it so there wouldn't be as much grease in it. He was trying to make it healthier.
Yeah. Okay.
Really?
Okay.
I'm going to put Dawn in there so we're cleaning ahead of time. See, we're cleaning while we're eating. I don't like that prank.
Go to the office.
Don't ruin the chocolate chip cookies. All that material going to waste. I'm not feeling it at all. How about you on the home economics? Do you have some good experiences or not so good? Let us know. TJ Bowen, producer Hope, your B Morning Coffee Club. Lisa, thank you so much for listening. What city are you in right now?
Out of Canandaigua area.
All right. So how was home ex? Good or bad experience when you were going to school?
I loved it. And I sewed all through high school. I took 4 years of it. And then didn't sew again until the pandemic for, guess what, to make masks. And it all came back to me. And I ended up making masks for people. And because I work in healthcare. So it was really neat to be able to do that again and have that skill. So I had a good experience.
That's good. So the seed was planted and it was just there waiting to re-blossom.
I would love to be able to sew more, but I haven't really since. It's a good skill to have.
Yeah, I don't even remember how to load up the sewing machine. I just remember there was a lot of different areas you could stick a thread. I don't know. Like, that's half the the battle is knowing how to load the thing with thread.
Well, I probably did have to YouTube that or Google it, but it didn't
come out. I know YouTube is like our new home ex teacher, isn't it?
Yes.
You want to learn anything, just go to YouTube. Lisa, thank you so much for making us a part of your morning routine. It is the B Morning Coffee Club. Jason Aldean, incredible performer. We just had him here this summer. Singer-songwriter. And number one job is being a dad. Over the weekend on his social, he showed how his son Memphis had a loose tooth. And daddy, he asked for daddy's help. Here came Jason Aldean. I got this. Grabbed a tissue, a little wiggle wiggle. Boom. Popped it right out. Took out the tooth. And he goes, hey, my number one job is to be a dad. When on tour, I used to change diapers before I went on stage. Did you know he did that? He was back there helping the family.
Well, good.
Yeah, changing the diapers.
I did not, but yeah. I mean, it's got to get done.
How about Steve? Was he good at changing
the
diapers?
Oh, yeah. I think Steve changed more diapers than I did.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was very fussy with the whole, you know, with, I would always, he said I'd button the snaps wrong. I don't know.
How can you button the snaps wrong?
Yeah, he just, I think he liked to make sure, you know, everything was done.
That's great. He was involved. It's like Jason Aldean.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to do sound effects. I always pretended I was like a NASCAR pit crew. So I was like, all right, here we go. Come on, little Haley. Come on, little Josh. Wait.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're all giggling, laughing because I'm making the sound effects.
You're so funny.
Yeah, exactly. And then in public, my wife's like, they're all looking. I'm like, I'm just a pit crew. I am the diaper changing pit crew. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't judge me. So Jason Aldean, he's a number one job is to be a dad.
Mm-hmm.
With your youngsters, did you ever just pull it out? The tooth?
Yeah. Absolutely.
No fancy, tie a string to it, close the door, just pull it.
And none of them ever caught on to when I'm like, okay, let me take a look at it. Hold on. No, I'm not going to pull it out. Let me just take a look at it. Yank it.
Yeah.
They trusted you and you lied to them.
Well,
I'm not going to take it out. Boom.
See, it didn't hurt. And they were like, oh, because they were fearful it was going to hurt. So the fear was standing in their way. And as you can see, it did not hurt.
Okay. So you're one of those ones, you don't even give a countdown. Because I know sometimes when you get a shot or something, they go, okay, we're going to go on three. One, and they give you the shot. And you're like, oh, I didn't even feel it. See, the shot wasn't that bad.
Right.
That old countdown trick. You don't even do the countdown trick. You're like, here, got this.
Let me take a look at that, yank. See, didn't hurt, did it?
Better out than in, Mama says.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
And have some fun. Lainey Wilson just opened up her bar. Everybody's got a bar down there now.
Seems to be the case, doesn't
it? Yeah. I mean, Garth.
I can't even keep track.
It was just a couple weeks ago. Now, Lainey Wilson, hers is called Bell Bottoms Up.
Mm-hmm.
One appropriate name. Said, come on by, grab a drink, and enjoy some Louisiana Southern cooking. So, all right. She goes, it's where my wild horses are welcome. Lainey Wilson. I
gotta look
that.
At the menu. I did. That's what I did in Nashville. A lot of people just do the bar scene, drinks. I did the food scene.
Okay.
I went right down because everybody I was with was making fun of me. They were like, are you eating again? And I was like, well, there's so many things that I don't usually eat that are here. And then right in the middle of all the bars is this like candy and ice cream shop. So I had to stop for a big fat thing of ice cream and a bunch of candy, too.
Hold up. I thought she's going to go hot Nashville, you know, chicken real hot.
Yeah.
No, she went to her sugar hallway thing. You wouldn't believe it. They have candy and ice cream in Nashville.
I got the hot chicken, too.
Our different personalities. When I was in Nashville, me and my friends were going to all of the different selfie spots. We had to go and get pictures with the wings.
No.
With the I Believe in Nashville mural. That's what we were busy doing.
I'm not surprised. I was getting ice cream.
Back to school fun. Did you have that favorite class? You know what I actually enjoyed? Home economics. I don't even know if they do it anymore. But I made a pillow where you sewed it and then turned it inside out.
Right.
Put in the foam. I was so proud of that thing.
They do still have it, but it's called something different now. It's called Family and Consumer Sciences.
Oh. I like FCS. Home economics. That's what I'll always remember.
Home ec.
Yeah. On our Facebook, Kathy said, I learned so much how to cook and sew. I even made an apron. And I was so proud because the teacher asked me to walk in front of the class.
Oh.
She goes, you see how she did that? That's how you should walk with confidence.
Wow. So,
Kathy, please come by. I want to see how you walk. That's a great compliment in class to have the teacher do that.
Gwen, I am with you. Gwen, our listener, says, making a cherry pie. The recipe called for salt in the crust. I guess I put too much in because all you could taste was salt. I was sick the day class had to eat it, so the teacher saved me a slice. I have never put salt in anything like that I've made ever since then. And your teacher understood. Good for you, Gwen. Because when I screwed up a recipe, not shocking, it called for baking powder and I put baking soda. Ooh. I put too much in. Something about the baking soda. And we were making cookies. So we put it in the oven and bring it out. Teacher's going around testing everything. Eats my cookies and goes, okay, let's all give a big round of applause. Oh, she's so funny. And I was like, what's happening? She thought that I intentionally screwed up the cookies so she would eat it. And it was gross. And I honestly, I remember being so sad and upset that she would think that I would just, because I'm trying to be a class clown or something. I was like, I'm really trying here. You know what I mean? Like, I, honest to God.
Hold up, TJ. Look how you wound up. Are you saying this home economics teacher taught you sarcasm and how to play tricks on others? It was the teacher's fault back at school?
I'm saying before I became jaded and sarcastic, there was a young girl who wanted to learn how to bake. And you accused me of intentionally trying to, I don't know, put too much baking soda.
I'm surprised that didn't happen during our cookie unit. We were given the recipe with the actual chemistry terms. So instead of it saying salt, it said sodium chloride. And we had to go through and decode this recipe.
Wow.
That's the next level stuff right there.
It was excessive.
Yeah. That's a lot.
You're like, we haven't even learned chemistry yet. What are you talking about? What is that? Me Morning Coffee Club Home Ex, a class that is now called, what is it called?
Family and Consumer Sciences.
I'm still calling it Home Ec, learning how to cook and sew and all those good things. We had some good and not so good experiences. How about you?
Well, poor Judy. Judy Ann says, getting a C in flower arranging. I've never had anything below a B in any other subject my entire life. It still bothers me, even after all these years.
The flower arrangements. Wow.
That's how much home ec has changed.
Yeah.
Back in the flower arranging, like you get a C in flower arranging.
How else were you supposed to find somebody if you couldn't beautifully arrange flowers to have on the dining room table every single day?
That's right. How else will you land a husband?
On Sunday, I was helping Cure Childhood Cancer Association, their fundraiser. I was the MC and auctioneer. And so, you know me, I love my iced tea unsweet. Yeah. And I love my coffee black. They're my sources of caffeine.
Right.
Okay. So I get there and I'm drinking some water because I'm getting ready to go on stage. I go, hey, anybody got any iced tea? And, no, I don't think so, no. But there's coffee over there. I'm like, okay, give me some ice then. I'll make my own homemade iced coffee. Get up there. Getting the crowd cheering, all these great auction items and stuff, raised a lot of money. Thank you so much, Rob, helping out. He spent a lot of money donating this fundraiser. I get done. People are high-fiving me. Great time. And I'm so dry mouth.
Ugh.
So I'm like, okay, no more coffee. Okay, I'm going to head to water. And then I see on a table as they're cleaning up, right, as they're cleaning up the tables and taking off the decorations, this pitcher, but could have been a vase, looks like iced tea. And I go, finally, I found the iced tea. And I go to pour it. And this lady goes, what are you doing? And I go, I just want some iced tea. She goes, no, the flowers were just in here. Didn't you see us take the flowers out? And I go, I didn't, but thank you. Before I put that first swig in my mouth, it would have got ugly fast. TJ Bow and producer Hope Homex, we start talking about this class because we all had good and maybe not so good experiences. I'm still proud of my pillow I made.
Well, you and Matthew, he's on our Facebook. He goes, my grandma still has the pillow I sewed her in Homex circa 2002.
I remember too, I went to a craft store and I'm like, oh, And I had on my face, it was like a velvety, dark brown.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I just had on my face. It felt so good. And the lady's like, what are you doing, little boy? I'm like, I have to make a pillow, and I'm looking for material. She goes, that feels good on your face. That's the perfect material. And it was that thick, velvety, you know, just bright. And so I got it, and you have it inside out. You use a sewing machine to go around the edges, and you leave a little opening. You stuff all the foam in there, and then you flip it around, and you manually sew that. I still remember.
But
had
not
it for
everybody
years.
Was enthusiastic. Like, because I didn't go in there like, woohoo, yay, we're going to cook and sew stuff.
Yay, home ec.
So not everybody was that enthused. We were just there to kind of get through it. So.
Yeah, Jen got in trouble for telling her teacher that she couldn't sew or cook, which wasn't a lie.
That the teacher couldn't?
That's what Jen said.
Oh, wow. Boy. There was another person on our Facebook page that said that their teacher never liked them because she cooked better than the teacher.
Wow.
Dang.
Joanna said Bruce got in trouble for putting Dawn dish soap in his chocolate chip cookies and making the teacher cry. He thought it was funny. She did not.
No.
Yeah, that's not good. Don't do that. Yuck. I'm a foodie. Don't ruin the food. You're wasting the food.
He was trying to make it so there wouldn't be as much grease in it. He was trying to make it healthier.
Yeah. Okay.
Really?
Okay.
I'm going to put Dawn in there so we're cleaning ahead of time. See, we're cleaning while we're eating. I don't like that prank.
I'm not fine. Go to the office.
Don't ruin the chocolate chip cookies. All that material going to waste. I'm not feeling it at all. How about you on the home economics? Do you have some good experiences or not so good? Let us know. TJ Bowen, producer Hope, your B Morning Coffee Club. Lisa, thank you so much for listening. What city are you in right now?
Out of Canandaigua area.
All right, all right. So how was home ex? Good or bad experience when you were going to school?
I loved it. I loved it. And I sewed all through high school. I took 4 years of it. And then didn't sew again until the pandemic for, guess what, to make masks. And it all came back to me. And I ended up making masks for people. And because I work in healthcare. So it was really neat to be able to do that again and have that skill.
So
I had a good experience.
That's good. So the seed was planted and it was just there waiting to re-blossom.
I would love to be able to sew more, but I haven't really since. But time thing. But, you know, it's a good skill to have.
Yeah, I don't even remember how to load up the sewing machine. I just remember there was a lot of different areas you could stick a thread. I don't know. Like, that's half the battle is knowing how to load the thing with thread.
Well, I probably did have to YouTube that or Google it, but it didn't matter.
I know YouTube is like our new home ex teacher, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. You want to learn anything, just go to YouTube. Lisa, thank you so much for making us a part of your morning routine. It is the B Morning Coffee Club. Jason Aldean, incredible performer. We just had him here this summer. Singer-songwriter. And number one job is being a dad. Over the weekend on his social, he showed how his son Memphis had a loose tooth. And daddy, he asked for daddy's help. Here came Jason Aldean. I got this. Grabbed a tissue, a little wiggle wiggle. Boom. Popped it right out. Took out the tooth. And he goes, hey, my number one job is to be a dad. When on tour, I used to change diapers before I went on stage. Did you know he did that? He was back there helping the family.
Well, good.
Yeah, changing the diapers.
I did not, but yeah. I mean, it's got to get done.
How about Steve? Was he good at changing the diapers?
Oh, yeah. I think Steve changed more diapers than I did.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was very fussy with the whole, you know, he said I'd button the snaps wrong. I don't know.
How can you button the snaps wrong?
Yeah, he just, I think he liked to make sure, you know, everything was done.
That's great. He was involved. It's like Jason Aldean.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to do sound effects. I always pretended I was like a NASCAR pit crew. Because I was like, all right, here we go. Come on, little Haley. Come on, little John. Wait.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're all giggling laughing because I'm making the sound effects.
You're so funny.
Yeah, exactly. And then in public, my wife's like, they're all looking. I'm like, I'm just a pit crew. I am the diaper changing pit crew. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't judge me. So Jason Aldean, he's a number one job is to be a dad.
Mm-hmm.
With your youngsters, did you ever just pull it out, the tooth?
Yeah. Absolutely.
No fancy, tie a string to it, close the door, just pull it.
And none of them ever caught on to when I'm like, okay, let me take a look at it. Hold on. No, I'm not going to pull it out. Let me just take a look at it. Yank it.
Yeah.
They trusted you and you lied to them.
Well,
I'm not going to take it out. Boom.
See, it didn't hurt. And they were like, oh, because they were fearful it was going to hurt. So the fear was standing in their way. And as you can see, it did not hurt.
Okay. So you're one of those ones, you don't even give a countdown. Because I know sometimes when you get a shot or something, they go, okay, we're going to go on three. One, and they give you the shot. And you're like, oh, I didn't even feel it. See, the shot wasn't that bad.
Right.
That old countdown trick. You don't even do the countdown trick. You're like, here, let me
take a look at that. Yank. See, didn't hurt, did it?
Better out than in, Mama says.